little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sour, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people were saying, "My God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on." I did on my own, alone again. Naturally.
What the fuck was that for real? Did he die?
Alone again, naturally.
You gotta look at Brian's hair. Look at Brian's fucking hair.
I combed my hair with a Viagra brush.
Looked like he was in a wind tunnel. You can see it even better against the green. Against the brick, it looks kind of like it blends in a little bit. Against the green.
Shocking.
Green screen, it's fucking. Were you wearing a hat?
Or no, never. I don't wear hats.
Did you just plug your head? You just stick your finger into a socket?
It's my cock in a socket. Your mom's mouth.
When I was a kid, my dad used to put me in overalls and give me a fork and said, "I'm the electric outlet inspector."
That's funny. So we don't have a guest, but I thought we could do this.
No, he didn't say that. That's John Heyman's joke.
Is it really?
I stole it. It came up. You know John Heyman?
He does a great he does a Bill Clinton impression, had a really bad childhood.
What?
That's Daryl Hammond.
Oh, close enough. John Heyman was, he wrote for Seinfeld, he wrote for Chris Rock, very talented, funny
guy. Is he a stand-up or a writer?
Yeah, he started as a stand-up.
And he's a black guy, you said?
Yeah, he was a black guy, wrote for Seinfeld and Chris Rock. Well, Chris Rock, possibly.
All right, exactly. So we don't have a guest. I thought we could do that, like, sarai, over. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
ask my hand questions.
Senor Winches?
Yes.
I want to get fucking E-Rock, and I said, "E-Rock, hey, I never seen him do anything since I've been here." So I walked in, I go, "Hey, E-Rock, can you do the show today?" He goes, "I'm real busy today."
Today's the day to be busy.
He goes, "If you could have asked me an hour ago, I wanted to get the guy who does a pre-show here. What do you call that guy? What do they call it?
The focus group.
Yeah, but what do they call it? They're not on the network, but they just.
A rental.
Rental. The guy does a rental, and he's always very friendly, so I thought we'd get him. But he, of course, since homosexuals are like cops. They're never around when you need them. Well, so,
for yourself, honey.
So the one day I wanted the guy, he's fucking not here, because now he does it every other week. So
I thought of a great joke.
So I swear to God, I asked E-Rock, I go, "Can you do it?" He goes, "So I figured once 2:30 comes, I'll just say, come in here." And then now he's gone. He's going to take a shit, or where'd he go?
No clue.
He's got work to do.
So we just
Walgreens.
Huh?
Walgreens.
He went to Walgreens.
He went to Walgreens. There's no. You mean Dwayne Reed?
Yeah, I think so.
It's Walgreens. You're
from
still
the. I like when people from the Midwest call it Walgreens. Nobody fucking goes to Walgreens.
He went to the Five and Dime.
He went to Woolworths. Even when it is Walgreens, we call it Dwayne Reed.
Why is Wednesday a camel's favorite day?
He's the richest. You know.
Hump day.
Dwayne Reed's the richest black man in Manhattan.
It's a corner. It's an intersection.
That's what Michael Chase says. Dwayne
really?
Reed.
He's good.
Dwayne Reed.
He's one of the good ones.
He does sound like a black name, doesn't it? Dwayne Reed.
Reed part, Dwayne for short. But
he's the richest black man. He's the richest black man in New York.
That was Arnold's friend in Different Strokes, the one that actually got molested.
Yeah, those are the two cross streets, Dwayne and Reed, right?
It was like the first one where it's down in the Tribeca area.
Oh, Dwayne Reed, that's where New York Dolls is.
Yeah, not too far from there.
No, it's on. I think it's on Reed Street.
It's farther down Reed Street. I love New York Dolls.
You guys look up where New York Dolls is. I know it's either on Reed. I think it's one block away from Reed.
Well, Keith is a retired cop. Does he still get that like that bad lieutenant like?
Oh yeah, Keith. I will talk to Keith because I want to ask him about El Chapo. Keith, can you guys grab Keith?
I tell you. Is he coming in or he? I mean,
because I was asking about the. I want to talk to him.
Just
about,
grab him. He won't come on the camera.
Oh, he won't come on air.
I got to go to Dwayne Reed.
Keith, what happens to the El Chapo jury now?
They'll get their heads lopped off in the next year.
No,
or
we
two.
Can't. We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
What do you mean chopped off?
Yeah, chopped off.
Yeah, yeah. They get their heads. They'll chopped off. Yes.
Thank you.
No, but no. They said they had armed guards during the trial. But what happens after the trial? Then they're on their own.
I don't know. I've never been involved in a drug king cartel sort of guys.
But wouldn't you have some kind of take on it? There must. What happens?
I honestly have no idea.
I've never been
involved in a trial where there had to be security for the jurors. Anytime I went there, I went down to 100 Center Street and I walked in and, you know, it's just a dozen people that are in a bad mood that they got to be sitting there.
Yeah, but how could they coax people into being the jury and they know they might be killed during the... I mean, El Chapo said, I'm not going to kill them. But what happens after when they used them and they don't need them anymore? They're on their own?
El Chapo tries to kill them.
Joe Goto.
Yeah, he's gonna murder at least half of them, right?
It's like the president. They don't get like Secret Service after they're out of office.
But why would they take the fucking gig?
They get the $45 a day or whatever it is and they send them home and they
and now they
got to
look over their shoulder for the rest of their life, waiting for some Mexican delivery guy to fucking shoot them in the back.
They're worried every time the landscaper shows up.
It's like he's still going to have a hit on them, isn't he?
Look, my uncle killed the vacuum cleaner kid because he thought he was a Colombian hitman.
Really?
So, yeah,
real? True story?
Yeah. My uncle Roy DeMeo.
Imagine like some Mexican
has in jail?
No, he's what dead.
Oh.
Yeah, no, they killed him and dumped him in the back of his Cadillac. But back in the day...
What?
Keith, you sure can tell a story.
My uncle... Well, we've talked about it on our podcast.
I can't see.
And it's my step-uncle. So my stepdad's brother was Roy DeMeo. He was a notorious mafia killer.
Nice.
In the 80s, the 70s and 80s.
He wasn't in the mafia? He would kill people in the mafia?
No, he was. He was a captain in the mafia.
A capo.
But his crew... And there was a couple books about him. He was a murder machine... And then my cousin wrote a book about him for the sins of my father, I think it was called. Just that's what he was. And there was a time when there was some deal went bad. I forget the details of it, but it had to do with drugs and it had to do with like the Colombians. So this kid was doing door-to-door vacuum sales. And you can look the story up.
Keith, I bet that job really sucked.
What's that?
I bet that job really sucked.
Because he's a vacuum cleaner.
Sorry, I'm an old windbag. Yeah. All right, sorry.
Yeah, so anyway,
I like how Keith frowns every time you make a pun, then he'll be using them at the next cocktail party he goes to. Next time he tells the story.
Kid comes the door, ding dong.
So anyway, so this kid showed up at the house, and he was a vacuum cleaner salesman, like a door-to-door salesman, and he basically chased this kid with a gun and ended up executing him. Not far from the house out on Long Island, and it, you know, it was a case of mistaken identity.
You're almost a dead ringer for the guy, pun intended.
You know, and other people have said that, but there's no blood relation. He's my step uncle. But yeah, my
it's uncanny.
Anthony has said it. He's like, you look just like him, and I go, yeah, but there's
the only difference is he parts his hair one way and you do it the other way.
Yeah.
Wait, so did he get in trouble for shooting a kid?
Yeah, I mean, look, eventually everything caught up to him, but when my cousin wrote his book, he said that he was very remorseful that happened. Sure. I mean, look, because it wasn't business, like, you know, it's business if the guy came to kill him.
He was remorseful he killed the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, because he made a professional error.
Did he go and buy a bunch of vacuums from, like, the next guy? He's like, I'll take 10 vacuums, no problem. I don't even want that, no coffee grounds on the rug, I'll just take them. No problem, here you go.
Yeah, so
they're all laughing in the booth.
Well, at least somebody is.
So we have Jim Florentine and a juror from the El Chapo trial.
Oh, good. All right. Thank you.
How's my hair? How do I look for Jim? Shit. Who are we taking first?
Let's take El Chapo first because I know he's got to catch a flight.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi. This isn't live or being broadcast anywhere, is it?
No.
You're fine.
Okay, great. How are you?
Great.
You must be worried.
Where are you calling from?
My address is 111 East 15th Street, New York, New York.
Buzzer 4R.
Apartment number?
Yeah, 2D. The zip is 10001. You don't want to tell anyone.
Because you want to send a pipe bomb.
You'll be fine.
Only 20 people listen to this. If OVO Cool Cat
keeps
his mouth shut, we're all good.
Coming from Albuquerque.
Wait.
Yeah, and just looking at a picture of my wife, Helen, and my two kids, Stephanie and Jim. They both go to Princeton. So hopefully they're okay.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. I wouldn't worry about it.
You must be shitting yourself.
What are you doing around 5 o'clock today?
They told us everything will be okay because he's going to prison, and nobody can ever escape prison.
No.
Yeah, and he can't get in touch with anybody from prison with the internet and all. There's no way he could get somebody to kill you.
Once you build that wall, no Mexicans can get over here anyway.
Right, right, unless they get a ladder.
I would go to Cabo San Lucas to celebrate the victory that you made happen.
Yeah, well, we feel good about it. He had a lot of charges, and I went guilty on most of them.
Anything?
Engaging in continuing criminal enterprise, I found him guilty. International cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, marijuana manufacturer and distributor. Most of those, I found him guilty. The driving with no seatbelt, I let him slide. and the playing loud music after 11 p.m. in a public place, I let him slide because he said he had it at 6.
Yeah, well, these are lesser charges, but
it took 6 days for. So was anybody holding back? Was there some? Was there like somebody? I'm not gonna say he was racial profiling.
Yeah, there was a guy. You'll probably bleep all this out, but Doug Jenkins, who lives in Newark, New Jersey, he was really he was on El Chapo's side, and he kept offering a lot of us money. But Doug and, he would drive up all the time and he'd be bragging and be like, oh, look at my 2015 Jetta with the license plate ATDY073. And I'd be like, why do you keep mentioning your license plate number, Doug? So he seemed like a good guy, but he just really saw things differently. And he said, maybe El Chapo is innocent.
Well, you know,
it seemed like it was mostly what do you call it when they don't have material?
I don't know.
Do you call it
kind of evidence? It's circumstantial.
Circumstantial. Yeah, it seemed like they didn't have any proof. Right? It was just circumstantial.
Sure.
No, there was no proof except they showed us about. I think the number was 7,000 dead bodies that he was probably responsible for.
Probably, though. It wasn't like he had a, it wasn't like OJ where he was like at the scene of the crime.
It's hardly a smoking burrito.
Yeah, hardly. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah,
smoking
that's
burrito.
What I tried to say. Yeah, I said smoking taco and nobody laughed either.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a hard room today. It's not your fault, sir. By the way, where
okay.
are you going to be?
Well,
all right, thank you. I know you got to catch a flight.
Oh, wait, hang on, Kevin. I think someone just arrived at my door. Let me just get that.
Okay,
sure
go right ahead.
Security or something.
It's a vacuum.
Give me one sec, okay?
All right.
Hello? Hello? Who's here?
Well, you should have bought that vacuum.
Oh, that's good radio.
That's good radio.
That's like radio from the 40s with like sound effects and everything.
It's like War of the Worlds or something.
I know. I'm like fucking Orson Welles. Go ahead, caller. I don't like Florentine Wade. He's too good looking to wait.
Oh, he's certainly.
Plus, I knew the caller had to go. Jim.
Yes.
Hey.
How's it going?
Going on, boys.
Happy New Year.
Slow day today, right?
No kidding. It's
need people to call in.
Yeah, thank you.
If you said no, I was gonna try to get your son to call in.
Yeah, he'll be home in a little while. He'll call in.
We were trying to get Barry ribs, but he's at Tony Roma's for lunch.
Oh my god!
I don't know Barry. Barry's phenomenal. He's your. He's a great guest on the
radio
show.
Gold.
He just sits there. I said you're never coming back on unless you get on Twitter. He gets on Twitter as Barry Ribs. And no tweets. He went radio silent.
Yeah, well, you know.
Since 48 hours, not one tweet. Not even a yo, yo, yo to get the crowd going. He already has 100 followers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he also,
really?
he likes his Facebook story. I don't really understand. That seems gay to me that you added.
No, he's an idiot. First of all, it's like you're dealing with a lot of idiots in show business. So he's sitting right here.
Looking guys too, Jim. Don't forget that.
He's sitting right here. I'm like, he goes, you're going to get me another addiction. I'm like, what do you have? You have nothing going on. You don't have any kids. You don't have a wife. Yeah, he has a gig in Phoenix in April.
Right.
So he's got plenty of free time. Just fucking tweet. You'll have fun. The fans will have the fake Barry Ribs tweets all day, and it's hilarious.
That's great.
Now, what he eats.
Yeah, at this point in his career, he should probably try Twitter.
Yeah, well, you try anything.
Friendster. Yeah.
My face.
You might sit on my face.
So, Jim, we had a little, we can talk about this. Chad was in California.
Right.
And I guess he lives there now. And
bus line.
And takes the Venice 60.
Exactly.
So, Neil wouldn't let him go on his show. Neil, I guess, originally let him go on his show. Then he said Chad was talking shit about him at the Comedy Store, and Chad's like, no way. So I told Chad to basically fucking beat the fuck out of Neil, like, and he'd be treated like the Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. You'd be like, you killed him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he'd be treated as a hero, because I'm sure a lot of people hate Neil because, you know, he cut every line possible and when he did stand-up. Florentine said he shouldn't. So, I don't know. What do you still think that, Jim?
Yeah, man, I don't know. I'm very comic-friendly with people. However they got, I don't have a problem with it. I just do my own thing. And, you know, Neil's a light comic. You know, I never hear people say bad stuff about him besides you. So I like, you know, Chad going out there with no connections, not working any of their regular rooms, it's probably not a good idea for him to do that.
But do you really think he talks shit? Because, like, Chad doesn't talk shit about shit. Like, I don't think Chad.
Chad.
I don't think he did. No, I don't believe Chad did that. And I talked to Chad. He's like, I didn't talk crap about him. So
do you think this is?
I don't know. He might have got bad information or something.
But you think this is Chad's association with Kevin? You think? Like, is this?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and Chad said Neil said he didn't even know we were friends, which is bullshit. Because I think Neil knows every fucking thing I'm doing. So,
probably.
So
I mean, my neighbors won't talk to me because they know I know Kevin. So just imagine what Chad's going through.
Their dog won't shit on your lawn.
So, yeah, but I think that's real fucking tacky, and that's why I was like, I mean, if he's not getting spots anywhere, I mean, come on. I mean, there's a million comics out there. There's no spots for him anyway, so make a splash any way you can, and if we learn anything from El Chapo, you go on the attack.
You also don't punch down, though. You know what I mean? It's tacky of Neil to, like, you know,
that's what I'm saying. Neil's a fucking cunt, and Neil acts like he's not a cunt. So, I mean, it's like I personally, I'm gonna fuck up Neil next time I see him.
Right.
Like, I'm not even kidding, and I'll just deal with the consequences, whatever they may be. If I have to go to represent myself in court again, I'll do that, because Neil's being a real fucking cunt about, like, this Chad thing was like the last straw for me, because, and then he acts like, oh, I didn't, and to say he heard. Chad doesn't even go to the Comedy Store, and if he did, he's not going to talk shit about Neil at the Comedy Store when Neil's a regular and he's not.
Well, you know, there's one thing you cannot break up, and it's a fight between two brothers. So I think someone's going to have to die if you two fight.
Or at least fucking pull a muscle.
Exactly. Ow! I said no heads! Body punches.
My mom will be texting us. Yeah, what's going on, boys?
Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim, are you on the road? Are you home? What's going on?
No, I'm home.
All right.
I'm gonna play. I'm in Atlantic City this weekend at Bally's.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
What club's at Bally's?
I don't know.
All right.
It's a new club.
I don't know. But...
Make sure to check clears.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to a bachelor party the first week in March in Atlantic City. I've been there in about 15 years. In your opinion, what's the best strip club in Atlantic City?
I forget what it's called. I have to check on my brother. We went there last year. It was phenomenal.
Okay, great. Yeah.
It's not on the main drag, obviously. It's like a block off where the dirty section is.
Yeah.
But it's a really good one.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, but what can they do? Are they not fully nude, or you can't drink there or something? Don't they have like little stupid laws?
No, you can drink there. I think they're topless, but you know, there's VIP rooms and all that stuff too.
Yeah, right.
Atlantic City's the best because they basically don't have any laws. Like, the bars don't close. You can just fucking drink all day, and it's fantastic. And the story I told about the woman touching my dick outside of 7-Eleven, it's amazing. It's just because people are desperate. You get a fucking hand job for $15.
Liza Minnelli gave me money to get her cocaine, and I just went. I bought an 8-ball on the street in about 10 minutes.
This is recently?
No, this is a long time ago.
I was joking, of course.
Oh, okay.
Like your friend.
Brian, friends. I want your blow, Brian.
Liza Minnelli, you talked to Liza Minnelli yesterday, but we can't get a guest on the show.
Yo, Barry Ribs.
Oh, yo.
Barry Ribs, Liza Minnelli, and Jim Florentine calling in, folks.
Jim, are you still? How's it going with the ladies?
Yes.
With the what?
With the ladies.
Not good. You know, this time of year. Well, right around Christmas is okay because they feel lonely.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't have anybody for Christmas, so they want to shack up with somebody. But then after New Year's, it's dead.
I thought because they're cold, don't they want someone to snuggle up with, those whores?
No, because they eat more in the winter, so they're fat and they don't want to show anybody.
They're like bears.
How about, I mean,
they put on like 10 pounds over the holidays, so they feel they're wearing big clothes.
Yeah,
and, you know, around March when they get back in the gym, in April when it starts getting warm, then they want to show that off again.
How about Valentine's Day? It doesn't pick up around now.
I don't know. I never, I don't think women make a big deal about Valentine's Day as much anymore. Especially if you're in a relationship, maybe you do. But the ones that aren't, they don't really care. So it's not. It used to be a good day.
Right.
But I'm doing a few shows in the city tomorrow night, so we'll see. But I have a feeling that, you know, between them not caring about Valentine's Day and the shit that I say on stage, I got no shot.
You got to go to, like, the airport bars and hotels, and, like, Valentine's night. Like,
yeah.
Some lonely businesswoman, you know, waiting for, you know, got a connection at 8 a.m., sipping an apricot sour at the bar.
But you got to buy a ticket to get through TSA, so you got to buy the cheapest ticket. Right. Where's the cheapest place I can fly? Trenton? Yeah. One way.
Exactly.
And plus, you know, in January, you know, they get the credit card bills from all the money they spent over the holidays. You know, they're a little depressed and it's cold, so they don't want to put out.
Yeah, I think St. Patrick's Day, the pussy spigot turns back on.
Wait, so the club in the club at Bally's, did you book it yourself or somebody booked it for you?
Yeah, I booked it myself. These guys down there, AC Jokes or whatever like that, they got a bunch of little rooms down there.
Oh. No, because Voss said he worked that club down there, and he said he did pretty good. The AC Comedy Club or something?
Yeah, they have a bunch of, I talked to him for you about it, because it's cool. They got a whole thing going on there. They always pack them out, the rooms.
Oh, that's good.
Stuff. It's a bunch of local comics that live down there. They're good comics, and they got do like three or four shows over a weekend in different spots, different casinos.
Yeah, I'm real tacky, but I love Atlantic City because I used to have a house down there, so I used to play poker there a lot, but it's so fucking dirty. Now it's dirtier than ever because they're not doing well.
I stayed in a place in Atlantic City that was such a shithole that when I got my room, the woman behind the bulletproof glass, she goes, "Do you want to rent sheets?" I said, "What?
For real?
Yeah, I had to rent."
You were Liza Minnelli?
No, I wasn't. It's not in my Liza Minnelli trip. Yeah, let's get sheets, Brian. We'll put them on our head and play Ku Klux Klan. I'll do cocaine. You can eat my pussy.
Hey, Jim, are you going to come back for Crank Anchors?
What?
Oh, yeah, good question.
I'm hoping. I didn't hear anything yet.
They're rebooting that?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you have to. It's your thing.
20 episodes on Comedy Central.
It's your thing.
Yep, but his character
is... I didn't create the show. I did a couple of characters on there.
Yeah, but like...
Who created the show? Kimmel?
Yeah,
Kimmel and Carolla.
Yeah, Jack Hole Productions or whatever.
Yeah.
Daniel Kellison, all the same guys are back on the show, like their executive producer, Daniel Kellison, and all those guys, and Jimmy and Adam, and it's through Jimmy Kimmel's production company, but they announced it, but I haven't heard. My manager's trying to find out. I'm a little nervous. You know, I'm the guy played that, you know, the guy with the helmet on. I don't know.
Yay! If that's going to special ed.
Fit well in 2019 with these cucks out there.
Hey, it's true.
He's not as retarded anymore.
Exactly. I work at the grocery store.
You got to bring him back. You got to bring him back.
Or do like a new character.
I believe you. You think I'm going to turn it down? Of course.
Yeah.
Make prank calls. They fly you to Vegas for free and you do prank calls in a studio.
Oh, it's...
So fucking, you know, I'll walk there.
Yeah.
Maybe make him transgender this time around.
Right.
I'm a lady. Yay. Really get in front of it.
It's just weird that a middle-aged man shouldn't be yelling, yay.
Oh, it's so goddamn fun.
It works.
I got into a YouTube rabbit hole with those. I like Sarah Silver, and she was really like Hadassah, like the Jewish girl. It was great. It was.
What?
She played. It doesn't matter. Another character on that show.
Glad Sarah did.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah, Sarah did. Yeah, Sarah was one of the.
She was like Hadassah
players.
Or something.
It was basically me, Sarah, Jimmy, Adam Carolla, Tracy Morgan. Like the five top guys, basically, that did the show.
Are you so they got to bring you back though?
I do two characters. I do this other guy, Bobby Fletcher, who's just rude and obnoxious. Basically, just me,
right?
Burping in people's ear and stuff.
Yeah, why were they not bringing you back? Were they going to get somebody else to play you to play your character? It makes no sense.
Tracy Morgan will do it. I want $100 million.
Tracy will do it.
Nah, he's bloated. I don't think he like. I don't know. I mean,
well, they can get someone to do a fucking Tracy Morgan impression. They can get Jim Brewer to do a Tracy Morgan impression.
Or do it.
Yeah, so
I'll fly coach.
Yeah, but that's why by Florentine, they can't get anyone to do a Florentine impression.
No, you
can't.
Well,
no, I mean, they wouldn't do it because they wouldn't want me on the show. I think they would do it because they thought that people are going to be offended by the character in 2019.
Then why bring it back, though?
They're going to have new characters?
No, it's just, it's like, I saw it on Twitter, and then I saw it was going to bring something about special ed, so... Yeah, I don't know. Why do a show like that? That the show was like, you know, whatever it was at the time. Why bring it back if you're gonna fucking water it down? Is my point.
It'd be funny if they're really PC prank phone calls. You call somebody, you're like, "Is your refrigerator running?" They go, "Yeah," and you go, "Well, that's good because it's important that your milk doesn't spoil." Have a great day.
You should be a writer.
Everything is just horrible. Exactly.
And then people complain. It's not funny like it used to be.
Do you have Prince Albert in a can? Yes. Well, that's terrific, but smoking's dangerous for your health.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, we'll see. I mean.
Well, I hope you get on the show, man. That'd be great.
Yeah. We all need.
I'm sure I probably will. Like, just, you know, they just announced it. Who knows when it's going to come out. But they're doing 20 episodes, which is good.
And why would you go to Vegas? You couldn't just do that from here, like in a soundstage somewhere?
No, because it's a one party consent state. In Nevada, you can call someone and record them without them knowing, as long as you know.
Oh.
There's all these weird laws where you can't record.
Nevada's the best.
Yeah, Nevada give a fuck.
You can kill your sister.
Yeah, plus they put you up at the Bellagio for like a fucking week. Of course I want to go to Vegas.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wait, do you do the voiceover with everybody else or you do it by yourself?
We just go in and do like 4-hour sessions.
No,
we
but do you work with the other characters or you have to do it by yourself?
What's the process?
No, I do it by myself, but there's a couple writers in there, you know, we're going through some stuff and, you know, making calls. But, yeah, we're just going separate.
And then do you have to get their consent, though, after the call or no?
Yeah, they have somebody else call back. You don't want to be the one that just pranked them to call them back because they're fucking mad.
Right.
You know?
So I'm sorry, I'm not really retarded, but I talk like this. Yay! Okay, pretty
you
lady.
Comedy Central would just offer him a T-shirt, and they go, "Okay, I'll be on the show."
Okay, that's great. Mateo Lane just got a pilot on Comedy Central.
Who cares?
I don't know, I think he's good looking too. I don't know. I'm just talking.
He's good looking, but everyone.
I'm talking to all my crushes today.
Everyone gets a pilot. It's like it's a pilot on Comedy Central.
Even
like,
John Travolta because he flies planes.
Yeah. You know how many pilots I got back in the day?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. No, pilot on Comedy Central, they pay nothing. Comedy Central's so fucking cheap. But back in the day, if you got a pilot like on a network, you would make some coin.
Make some serious money.
Yeah, but now Comedy Central will give you 10 grand. You're like, thank you.
Richard Jenny money.
After paying your manager and agent and taxes, you're left with 3 grand.
Some other random Jew.
No, unless it gets picked up. I mean, I don't want to bore our fans with show business jibber jabber.
Right. What are you, Walter Winchell?
Yeah, something like that. Larry King. Yeah. Oh. All right, Jim. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for saving the show again.
Yeah, Jim, best of luck with everything.
Yeah, thanks.
And listen,
Good luck.
I'm going to hit you up about that strip club name. If you could talk to your brother, please.
Yeah, I'll find out what it is. All right, I'll be there this weekend.
Thank you.
Talk to your brother.
Well.
You show up at the door. This was highly recommended.
The Florentine sent me.
Yeah, I heard your whorehouse is one of the top whorehouses on Baltic Avenue.
What's his brother's name? Eggs? If your last name Florentine, call him Eggs Florentine. But it was funny. My friend says to me, he goes, because I've done a lot of bachelor parties, you know, and helped with them and stuff.
It really helps if your name is something, though.
So like
Chris Rock, Jim Florentine, because then they remember.
John Stewart.
Well, he's got two
Shlomo
boy names.
Slitch or whatever.
But like just a name they remember.
Right. Well, like Bruce
Kevin
is.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Bruce Fulton is a great name.
No, it's not. Fulton's not a thing. It's a street. But I'm saying like if it's a thing, like if it's a Florentine. Eggs Florentine.
Yeah, but no, Fulton.
You can't remember. You can't forget Florentine's name.
Fulton's
it's a fucking food.
Isn't Fulton one of those beds that folds up?
It's a futon.
I'm so sorry.
This is usually what people talk about when they're off the air.
Okay, sorry.
In commercial, but this is our on-air gold.
We should call this show off.
See if E-Rock will come in here for 10 minutes.
But this friend of mine, he says to me, for the groom, he goes, there's a company apparently you can like rent a little person for the night just to kind of hang out with you and like go to strip clubs and he's coming in?
Yeah.
Hey!
I guess. What, I got to bribe you?
Oh, you doing a lot of the guests?
Yeah, we do.
You have to give him $20 now.
No, I don't.
All right, maybe $8 because he won't pay.
$20.
He gives him $20.
Better than what Sirius did.
Better than what I get paid.
Yeah,
here.
They don't. They still don't pay him, right? Isn't that fucked up?
It depends on the show. And
no, if you do Jim and Sam show, they never pay anybody.
You're
right?
You're not paid to be a guest ever.
Yeah, but that's fucked up. I throw people some money just for fucking for the trouble. You know?
That's never been the way. Howard.
Yeah, but they can. They could pay them out of their pocket.
They
don't pay Mark Norman. Mark Norman's there like 5 days a week. He's there more than Norton, and they don't pay him. Fucking ridiculous.
Also, our guest, and I mean, devil's advocate, they need the $20.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, Barry Ribs like ate food that night.
I know. It's like,
I had to help him set up his Twitter account when you guys left.
Yeah.
He was sitting out in the lobby there. And
he's a bit of a maroon.
He's like,
he's a bit of a special ed.
He's like, hey! This is the name. I had to put something in there, but I want to change it to this other name. I said, well, you can't. Why not? Did you say this on the air? Yeah. Somebody already grabbed it. The name that he wanted to use.
Rib Tips?
No, Old Barry Ribs.
Old Ribs?
Yeah. Old Ribs, that's what the one?
Yeah, but just Barry Ribs was available, so why would he not want that? He's a fucking idiot.
Well, he had already applied to that one and confirmed it.
Yeah.
He wanted to change the name. So I said, did you say all this on air? Yeah, we were talking about it on air. I said, the listeners already grabbed it.
Yeah.
You can't say that stuff on air. So he's like, well, I don't want to just be this. And he goes, Kevin likes calling me old and making fun of me and everything's old, so I want to put old in the title. I'm like, how about you just leave your name there so people can recognize.
And you can change the name on your thing, right? You can call yourself anything. You can change that constantly.
You can have the handle one name and then put the
old Barry Ribs.
Yeah.
Hashtag old Barry or whatever the fuck.
OL. Not even old. Old Barry Ribs.
With an apostrophe.
Yeah, OL apostrophe
Barry. Get off my lawn. Yo.
So this is 2 days ago. I said, listen, you can't come back until you get on Twitter. He's on Twitter now, but he hasn't tweeted in 48 hours.
I heard you say that earlier, and that was surprising because he was here for a while. And he's going
nowhere
through everything.
Else to go.
He goes, get up too, and he's sitting.
So he's asking me about notifications. I'm like, no, you don't need the notification. Then it's suggesting people to follow. I'm like, some of these, I guess, are your
Barry
friends.
Barry Ribs hasn't tweeted.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot. He's got nothing going on.
Following one person.
Me. What an honor. But he's a fucking idiot. Like, just tweet, just yo, I'm on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yo.
Like, it's like, is it really that complicated? So the fans want to interact with him because he's a fucking, he's basically a human punching bag. You know what I mean? He's old and he's.
Should get his password without him knowing it.
Yeah.
And then you can.
I bet his password is password.
Password 69.
Oh, I got hacked, yo.
All right. One time on ONA.
Go ahead.
Voss gave out his Twitter password and didn't realize it.
Who, you guys?
No, over the air.
Oh, he did?
And somebody figured out that
why
was.
Why would he do that?
Voss? I don't remember the exact context of why we were doing something. So. Somebody figured out that was his password and took over his @RichVoss on Twitter while we were on the air.
Oh my God.
And started posting all this horrific stuff. And
that's gold.
He's laughing at it. We go to break and then he's like, no, seriously, how do we get this back? So we went through and we, the staff got the password back and everything because it was a listener gave it to us. But we didn't tell him. So we come back from break, and now the staff is writing horrific stuff on his account, and he still thinks it's the listeners.
Yeah, but if people have the – if you have the password, he had to change it again? He had to get it and change it? Or what did he do?
He was still kind of new to it, so he wasn't really sure that he could go in there because, you know, it's his email and everything. It has to be confirmed through his email
account. Right.
So all this is still on a temporary basis.
Right.
But that next segment, you know, Norton's telling Sam to write, you know, horrific stuff, and it's popping up on there, and it's answering his conversation that we're having on the.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. You can find it. It's really funny. But yeah, we finally revealed. It's like, no, we have the password. It's all yours.
Oh, he. He was at the stand when they were still open, and he goes, "How do I?" I said. He was asking me something. He goes, he didn't know how to like retweet. You know, when you retweet and then you comment on a retweet, he didn't know how to do that. He goes, how do you do that? I'm like, are you? And he has like 100,000 followers.
Yeah.
And I said to Bonnie, you know, your husband's a fucking idiot. She's like, I hate to say it, but it would make more sense if she was the retarded one to marry Voss. You know what I mean? Because her sister's retarded.
Is she really retarded?
I mean, I'm just doing a special ed callback. But
hey.
Basically, it would be more.
Caused problems before, didn't this?
Huh?
Didn't this discussion cause problems before?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. I'm just doing it as a joke to the special ed. But the point would be,
hey.
Would be if she was. Anyway, we'll cut that part out. Cut that part out.
Cut out. Minute 48.
Sometimes you do wonder about Bonnie, you know, with Rich Voss, you know. We love him, but...
She's a pretty girl, too.
Like, beautiful. No very problem. Talented. My wife loves her.
Yeah. Whoa. That's one cool do I lick.
Well, first of all, I didn't know this. My wife was talking about, I guess when she did MLC last week, she was talking about a vibrator.
Yeah.
So some guy sends me a DM, and he goes, was it weird that your wife was talking about a vibrator on your show? I didn't even know she was talking about it.
Right.
But now it makes sense because my wife was like, hey, can you, you should listen to the whole episode. I only listened to the first 20 minutes. So was she talking about how she's big black?
Yeah, show my cool pussy, my cunt. He's nice. He goes, bruh, 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 bruh. I come like the moon.
I come like the moon. That's how dumb she is. She comes like the moon.
Right. I got my own Panama Canal full of pussy jewels.
Happy Valentine's Day. Go ahead, caller. I want to ask you about Ted Bundy. Do you watch the Ted Bundy thing?
No, I didn't.
Come on. Why? I thought you were up to speed on everything.
I am, but the true crime and serial killer stuff, like everybody's too into it. Like it's.
Oh, I saw a woman on the plane watching, and I was like, oh, I want to see what that is.
All right, that's a little different, but everybody's talking about
Ted Bundy,
the Ted Bundy tapes, the movie that's coming out.
The Ted Bundy movie.
Yeah,
is he dead?
I don't know. He might be.
Is Katie Siegel gonna be in it?
But Zac Efron plays Ted Bundy in the movie, and then it's not even out yet. And Netflix already spent like $8 million to get the rights. As soon as it's out of the theater, it instead of going on demand, it goes right to Netflix.
Oh, really? Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Ted Bundy is dead. He was electrocuted.
Is that Chad?
Chad.
Yes.
Hey.
To call in.
Hi, buddy. Cavalcade of Stars today.
Yeah, E-Rock's on the air.
Nice. What's up, Eric?
Hi, Chad. How's sobriety going?
Oh, good.
Are you in the wagon or are you in the rooms?
No, I haven't drank since January 20th.
But I mean, are you in like 12 stepping it or are you just kind of dry?
Da, 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 da.
Are you going to meetings?
I've gone to a couple, yeah, but I don't think it's necessarily a problem. I just stopped drinking. No one in LA drinks, so it helps.
Well, luckily you don't have to drive a car, so.
No, they all smoke pot out there. Everybody's a big pothead because you can't test for pot when they pull you over.
I think they can, but...
Yeah, no, they can. They can't do it, give you a breathalyzer if you smoke some weed.
So do you still crave the sugar? I went on the wagon for 9 months a couple of years ago, and I gained 30 pounds because I missed all the sugar. So how are you doing?
No, after the first couple of days, you're fine. It's more of a rhythm, but yeah, I tend to eat more sugar. But I'm trying to just eat fruit, healthy sugar.
Yeah. Hey, eat fruit. Speaking of fruit, why are you so shitting on Neil Brennan?
Let's stop this. Let's stop this. Kevin, is that why you wanted me to call in?
No, Florentine called in earlier. Wanted you to call in to give me an update, but also we didn't have a guest.
You have E-Rock. That's all you need.
And no, he wouldn't. He wasn't here when we started. I asked him to do it. He said he's very busy. And then when we started at 2:30, he disappeared. So I thought he didn't want to do it. So I don't know.
Chad, next time you're in New York, I got a piece of fruit for you to eat. My banana.
Oh! Chad, so you didn't get on the you didn't get on the show, right?
Okay, this is what happened.
Go ahead.
And I got to just tell the story. I sent a message to Neil asking if I could do a show.
You have his You have his phone number? Because I'll give it to you.
No, I don't.
Let me give it to you.
Want it.
No, I'll give it to you on the air.
Go ahead, let's do it.
I don't want his phone number. I don't want it.
917.
Don't.
Go ahead, do it. Come on. Do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
OVO Cool Cat, get a pen out.
All right, what's the story?
So the story is I asked him to do a show in Santa Monica.
903.
All right, stop.
But
dude,
how did you ask him though, Chad? Like, what was the medium?
I asked if I could do a show in Santa Monica. I sent him a message.
Okay,
he does a show every Tuesday.
Message like with a coachman, like written on a piece of paper,
he wrote a sky. It was sky
in a powdered wig. Shows him at Neil's apartment
right over the Palisades. Skywriter. Right. Now, how'd you communicate with him?
I sent him a message on Instagram.
Okay.
DM.
Wow. That's gay.
It's really gay.
A direct message.
Sure.
I have his email.
Mm.
Just send him an apricot as an emoji?
An eggplant?
An apricot.
I really wish I could tell a story on the air, man.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You have
we got 21 minutes. Take your time.
Talk slowly.
Commercial free today.
So he writes back, you can't be talking shit on me at the Comedy Store and expect to get stage time.
No, I thought you already booked it. I thought you already booked it. You said you already booked it.
Well, he has another guy that runs it, and he said I could do it. And then I just checked with Neil.
Why'd you check with Neil? Why don't you just show up?
I don't know. I thought it would be the polite thing to do, protocol. I'm associated with you, so I'm kind of on my tiptoes. And luckily, that was the reason why, I think.
Tiptoes? What are you, 5'6"?
Now we're running out of time. Hurry up.
I swear to God, I never said anything bad about Neil, so I think it's because of my association with you. I really do believe that.
That's what Florentine thinks. Did you say anything about Neil at the Comedy Store? Like, anything at all?
Brian, I swear to God, I didn't say a word about Neil.
You don't even hang out at the Comedy Store, do you? You're new out there. You don't even hang out, do you?
Yeah, I hang out there. I've done some spots there. I did a Tripoli show, the Belly Room, the OR.
OR?
Any room I'm in.
I didn't know you were a doctor.
He only does emergency shows.
So my association with you is already, like, hurting me.
Well, it's you're painting with a broad brush.
You get right through when you call here.
No problem here. You have no Instagram.
Yeah, that's why I say you go right for you go. Listen, when you go to jail, what do? You punch the biggest you know what right in the fucking balls, okay. And you let them know you're not fucking around. So you go out to L.A., you make a big splash, you go up and you choke Neil like he's fucking Bart Simpson, and you just choke him until he turns blue, and then you let go. Everyone will know who you are. Everyone will know you're there. Joe Rogan, all those motherfuckers. They'll all know you're there. You go up to the guy who's like, whatever. You're not gonna. I'm just saying, it's a move you might want to make because you're not gonna get spots. I've seen your act. It's not that good. So it's a different strategy. It might not be a winning strategy, but you never know. What do you got to lose? How long are you gonna stay out there? And then I'll throw you $100 too if you fucking do something to Neil.
That is the worst advice I've ever heard, ever.
I don't know if Neil listens to the show, but I'm literally going to punch Neil next time I see him, or at least do what I just told you to do, choke him, because I've had it. I've just had it. Like, the fact that he's, like, talking, you know, he totally made that up about you talking shit about him at the Comedy Store. It's all bullshit, but...
So, Chad, did you reply? Did you get back to him and say, I didn't say anything bad about you? Like, you're getting bad information? Or what?
Yeah. There's a whole message thread going back and forth, and at one point I go, "Hey, listen, I know for a fact I never said anything bad about you, Neil, and this, I'm 100% for sure this has to do with my association with your brother." And he wrote back, "I didn't even know you knew my brother."
What do you think of that, Kevin?
No, I know it's bullshit. Because why else would he say to Chad, "You can't get on my show for talking shit about me at the Comedy Store"? I mean, everybody talks shit about everybody anyway, so it's kind of like a generic excuse. But plus, he knows you're new. He knows you don't really have any fucking people in your corner, so whatever.
That's not true. I've been getting on a lot of shows out here.
I'm not saying like that. I'm saying, like, you don't have a big agent. You don't have a, you know, like, you would get in trouble if you beat the shit out of Neil. But on the other hand, you would make a big name for yourself. So you're not going to get an agent anyway. So it's like, I think people would really fucking get into your corner. Not everybody, but a lot of people, because a lot of people don't like him. I know I've seen people, like, Eddie Ifs send me shit where people shit on Neil because they, you know, he's like, he pretends like he's black. He just did a fucking thing with on Twitter with John Legend and Chrissy Teigen where he's like hanging out with them. It's like, it's pathetic. It's really fucking pathetic. I'm so mad I might punch my mom right in her cunt too for having him.
And if you want to get a big Asian, you should probably find a sumo wrestler.
Yeah, big Asian.
Hey, Eric, what do you think of the shitty advice I'm getting right now?
I think you should go back to drinking. It'll improve your act.
There you go.
All right, all right. Yeah. By the way, I'm at the Ontario Improv with Godfrey all weekend.
Ask Godfrey what to do. Godfrey will have some good advice, but Godfrey don't like Neil, I'm sure. So just listen, you don't have that much to lose, and you're not getting any younger. I mean, just what do you got to lose? You're not going to get an agent anyway. So it's like, they might think of, people will just start booking you because you're crazy.
Right.
And they'll have you on your podcast, and you just say, oh, you know, I quit drinking. I was out, you know, my equilibrium was a little off, but I just saw Neil and I just started fucking pummeling him.
Maybe
you know what I mean?
Honestly, maybe don't hit him, because you hit somebody, you get arrested. Maybe just
arrested? Who gives a fuck? It's like I've hit people. I've been hit. Nothing. It's not like he's Al Chapo. You hit somebody, you get arrested. Who gives a fuck? They take you to court. They arrest you, and they're not going to arrest you if you get into a fight with another comic. If you're black, yeah, they're gonna arrest you. But if you're like a white dude, you hit another white dude, they're just gonna be like, come on, boy, stop.
Break it up, kids.
Yeah, break it up. Go home. I'm gonna tell your moms.
Right. You go to a meeting. That's some vegan food.
Dude, I'll be banned. Neil can have me banned from every not that I'm even considering punching him. He can have me banned from every comedy club in LA. The guy,
you're already banned.
No, I'm not.
Plus, you could move back here and you'd be a legend here. And Neil would never, and then Neil would be afraid of you, and he'd never fucking show his face in New York City ever again. I'll pay you $1,000 to do it.
$1,000.
Yeah, $1,000 to beat the fuck out of Neil.
Make that in 15 shows, so you might want to relax.
Huh?
I'm saying.
What if Chad just goes on stage, starts doing Neil's act?
There you go.
You don't want to dirty yourself like that. First of all, you do someone else's act, it wouldn't even work. I've tried to do other people's jokes, they never work. And that's worse. It's better just beat a guy up, because doing a guy's act, they'll be like, because then you're a joke thief. Nobody likes a joke thief. But people do like a guy who just especially beating the fuck out of a vegan. Come on, man.
It wouldn't be that hard.
No, I know. It would just be like, it would get so much satisfaction, because I'm sure people, a lot of people do not like Neil out there, because he's like,
next time
in the Hollywood, the fucking glasses and the vegan and the whole fag fucking, oh, Jesus. I might fly up there myself. What is Southwest? What do they charge on Fridays?
Group 5 or group 4?
4.
I think like $800 round trip.
Wouldn't it be funny if I showed up at the Comedy Store with a machete?
You're like Mickey, and these Chads over there. You're like, all right, come on now, you.
I just
cut him, break his finger neck.
I just showed up. I started beating the fuck out of my brother.
Hey, Kevin.
What?
Those titties aren't retarded.
What? Whose titties? My titties?
What are you doing? You're doing a Tell's act?
Yep.
You said do someone else's act.
Right.
And it bombed. That's my point. Do it. So, Chad, I would recommend you do something, make a big splash. It's really hard with social media, with all the content out there, Netflix, Ted Bundy. There's a lot of competition. I would really just think about it.
I say just keep your head down, let this thing blow over, and keep doing whatever shows.
Blow what over?
Whatever the bullshit with Neil is. I mean, it's only one show. It's not like the Comedy Store itself is banning Chad. But if he legitimately, if he's an actual idiot, and Chad, I don't think you're an idiot, but if he walks up to Neil and actually punches him in the face, like fucking, like you have some spell on him.
He'll be famous.
No, he won't be famous. He'll be drummed out of the business.
What business?
The business of show.
Stand-up business?
Stand-up business.
I mean, he'll be just in L.A., and he's not getting a lot of spots anyway. He's not going to, Chad will not stay out there for long.
Yeah.
You know what? A lot of,
Sober, Chad. You'll never stay out there sober. Never.
A lot of struggling comics and actors do get jobs as those TMZ tour guides with the bus.
Oh, yeah.
So they go around doing the map and telling you who dines where, who shops where, who lives where, and then they do some of their act while they're on the bus there, too.
Oh,
that's a great idea.
Right. You wear your big fat, flat-brimmed hat?
And do Neil's act like, I'm a vegan.
Right.
People are like, well, you're a husky vegan.
I love Oprah, but I hate meat.
You guys are idiots. I'm getting spots out here. I have a ton of money saved. So, like, I'm going to be fine. I'm doing the Punch Drunk Sports podcast with Tripley. Listen, I'm doing okay. I'm not going to go punch Neil Brennan in the face.
He goes from fine to okay
heard.
In 3 seconds. Right. I'm treading water.
Are you done drinking for good, you think?
Yeah, I'm losing weight. I'm feeling good. I want to, like, kind of, you know, be the best I can be.
Oh, God. You're like Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
You sound like a real cuck yourself.
It happens to L.A. Like, I remember this friend of mine in L.A.
Where are you staying, first of all?
I got a place in Los Feliz. I told you.
Oh, right, with that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So listen. I don't know what your Neil's problem is, but I'm caught up in it, and I don't want to be caught up in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm going to settle it once and for all.
You've got Neil and Kevin hanging off a cliff. Who do you save?
Well, here's the thing. Kevin's my friend. Like, he's a legitimate friend. He's done some nice things. As much as a douchebag he is on the air, he's bought me meals, given me, you know, spots.
Put on some soup.
Like that, so I don't have to pick between the two. It's so dumb.
It's a game. He's playing a game. But, Chad, listen.
Step on both their hands.
If the offer still stands, $1,000 to punch Neil right in his fucking vegan mouth.
But do you honestly think it's because of you? I swear to God, I never said anything bad about him.
All right. Yeah, it's because of me. Neil somehow knows everything I'm doing. There's something that happened when I was with Louis. I can't even say it on the air, but it was like
you double teamed a girl.
I was amazed. It had to do with Neil. I was amazed. So it was almost like Neil knew I was working with Louis that week somehow. So it's just I've had it.
Did you get like a bouquet of roses or anything? And it's you're like from N. Brennan.
With the Chrissy taken and it's just this. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that he's even my brother. So I've had it. I've had it, Chad. Ask Godfrey what to do. Ask him what a black man would do. A real black man.
African.
I
will say this. The New York vibe and the L.A. vibe is completely different. In New York's like in your face. It's aggressive. And out here, they hate any confrontation whatsoever.
Yeah, so you become the king of confrontation. You just answered your own fucking question. This is what you become. You become that guy who's aggressive. You're from fucking Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland rocks.
This is a shithole. Let him know. You know. My buddy moved from New York to L.A., and within 3 months we were having lunch. I looked at him across the table. I had full vision back then. It was like 10 years ago. And I said, what's on your face? He goes, I'm trying out a new tinted moisturizer. I said, you're wearing makeup? He goes, well, it's like a moisturizer, but it has a little bronzer in it. I'm like,
no, every fucking scene is like Annie Hall when he goes to meet Annie Hall at the restaurant. And then she's like eating bean sprouts, and then he gets in a fight. He can't park his car, because he doesn't like cars. Everything's like you have to assimilate, or else they think you're some kind of East Coast animal. So what you do is you don't assimilate, and you just go beat the fuck out of people.
Yeah. Run in.
In fact, you don't even bother with Neil. You just punch Rogan right in his fucking back of his big fucking head.
Yeah, beat up Rogan.
Great idea.
You go after the biggest, toughest motherfucker on the West Coast. You get him when he's all smoked up, when he doesn't expect it.
Yeah, but hit him with a Brock in the back of his head. It's like the dumbest.
Even Florentine said this is the dumbest advice of all time.
Well.
Real advice is just keep doing your thing, whatever, you know.
No, keep doing your thing.
I'm saying whatever.
Like, I'll give you some L.A. advice. You know, I keep doing your thing, work hard, and eat right, and everything's going to be fine. It's not going to be fine, Chad.
And Chad, stay off the 405 between 4 and 7.
Oh, God, that traffic's really backed up getting over the hill.
Yeah, West Sepulveda is a murder.
Oh, God, yeah, take the back way. Take the side streets.
I think Chad knows how to take the back way, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you think he's queer?
Yeah, he's queer for gay for pay, which, by the way, is a promo code for Brian P. McCarthy.com.
Hi, E-Rock, you're done. If you...
That's fine. I'm just right. Enjoying this.
All right.
I'm glad somebody is.
If he's doing his plugs, you don't have to sit there for your plugs. No, for real. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I know what I'm saying. I think it really would be like a lot of people would be like, oh, that was really cool because I don't like that motherfucker. So you would get a lot of props from a lot, especially a lot of black dudes who don't like Neil because he pretends like he's a black dude whisperer, or like, you know, he's got a lot of, I'm friends with this black dude, I'm friends with that black dude.
Imagine he's at dinner with John Legend and he whispers, he's like, you should tip more.
Neil's such a faggot that like I realize what he's doing with John Legend and his wife. He's like, Neil's the youngest of 10, so he's still a child. So he's like, he wants them to, they're like adopting him. Because they were like, they produced his special. So he's like, I want a pretty mom. I want a pretty sexy Asian mom. And I want a famous dad. And he sits like, who would sit with these fuck? And they're the biggest cucks in America. And he's sitting there like, it's disgusting.
Did their Christmas special?
No, it's disgusting because he wants them to be his parents. Because he's still, you know, he said on Tom Segura's special or on a podcast that he's like, he goes, I don't know about marriage, and even I don't even know about being in relationship because he's not a man, he's a child. So you teach him what a man does, Chad, and you punch him right in his fucking balls.
Hold him down and fuck his throat.
Yeah, you just fuck them up. Like, you get them right in front of the Comedy Store where everyone's hanging out, talking about smoking weed and being cool and dreaming about having their name on the wall at the Comedy Store. And he just bash his head on the fucking sidewalk like a fucking, like you're just a fucking mongoloid, some kind of fucking genuine retard. And you give him, like, he ends up with brain damage and fucking, and Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are at the hospital like, what'd you do to our son?
He's in the pediatric ward.
They probably want to. It's like the silver. What's that show? What are you talking about, Willis?
Different Strokes.
Yeah, where like the black dude adopts the fucking white kid. Yeah. You know, the poor white kid. He looks poor and sickly. Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen is Asian.
Yeah, she's at least half. I know.
When any Asian person has rugs in their house, aren't they all Oriental? Hello.
Let's try it again. Chad, have I ever steered you wrong, Chad?
Yes.
When? Chad's such an idiot. I liked you better when you were drunk, Chad. Chad, one time, I already told this story. Chad wanted me to get free.
Is that Artie?
Chad wanted me to get free. He was drunk. He wanted me to. He was going to give me $5.
Your discount.
Yeah, use my discount at the Village Underground, the cellar, to get my free food. Give it to Chad. Like, he was like some fucking homeless guy on the train. Give it to Chad. He would give me $5. So he wouldn't have to pay. He would save $5. And I would lose like $30,000 worth of spots once they found out.
Right.
And I'm like, no, thanks, Chad. So, I mean, I have a better fucking mind for this shit than you do.
It'd be great if Chad was like, Chad goes, I'll give you $6. You're like, all right, fine. Meet me in the bathroom.
Okay, Chad, I'll tell you this. At least threaten Neil.
That's horrible. How about if I just stab him? Stab him in the stomach.
No, just when you see him, go watch your back. Your brother wants you to know that you should watch your back at all times.
Right.
And I'll give you $300 for that.
Kevin, you've had somewhat success in this business. You've been on Saturday Night Live. You had a half hour.
Go fuck yourself, Chad.
You've had some success.
Chad, I know those days are over. You're like 50. You think you're gonna get a fucking MTV half hour comedy hour? Or even at the improv? I did it 3 times. I'm not bragging.
No. You had a nice pair of Cavaricci's on, too.
Chad, those days are over. How old are you?
42.
Oh, my God. You think they have you fucking 42? You're going to get a 15-minute Netflix special?
Barry Ribs is like, it's over, yo.
Hey, look at Dean Del Rey. Dean Del Rey's 53. He's on Conan. He's opening arenas for Berg.
Yeah, okay, well, right. So...
So you'll get good in 11 years, right?
Burr's not looking for opening acts.
Coming from the non-stand-up. Listen, I'm doing well, and I don't need to punch Neil Brennan. That's stupid.
I love he's taking you seriously, by the way.
I want him to. I want him to do it. I'll give him
$2,000.
Wow. Here's the thing, Brian.
Chad, you're driving a hard bargain.
Brian, he is serious because he texted it to me. He's like, you have to do this. Then he texted Florence, and he's like, Chad needs to punch Neil. He's being serious.
Yeah.
There's evidence. Uh-oh. I might have to go to court. Judge Judy. Yes, I'll admit I'm a little bitter.
You and Neil are
there. Judge Judy, please look at it from my point of view. Look at this Twitter with him and John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
Right.
And she's like, he's a real cock.
Right. The whole system's on trial.
Hey, Kevin, you know what this is? It's like Charles Manson and the Manson murderers. You're going to go to court. You're the orchestrator if I do this. I'm like Squeaky Frome.
Chad, I'll give you $2,500.
Great if he dies.
Dude, you'll be Manson. You will be tried for this.
I don't know.
Okay. If I do this, you're tried. You're the Manson of this. You're orchestrating it.
I'll take the hit. I'll be so respected. I'll be so respected in fucking prison once I show, all those you know whats in
like
prison.
Three mics, watch it.
Yeah, well, if I make everybody in the federal penitentiary watch Three Mics and his back and his sequel to that, they'll be like they'll carry around on their fucking you know what shoulders.
Yeah, the Latin Kings, the blacks, and whites all come together. They're like, yo, we had a lot of problems in here until we saw that bullshit. All right, you an honorary. You know what?
Honestly, all right, Chad, happy Valentine's Day.
Chad, before you go, you get it. Hold on, before you go, you get any pussy out there?
No, I just moved here. I'm 2 weeks in, man. I still got some time to go.
Yeah, you know what I would do? The same thing I recommend you do with Neil. You just fucking grab someone and you just start fucking her. So, and you let her know you're Chad Zumok's in town, right. And you're going to be raping a lot of bitches.
Give her a nice cream pie.
Happy Valentine's Day, you whore.
Exactly. Sobbing.
Oh!
Yeah, you make her eat your own teeth.
Some Denny's waitress.
Right? I don't drink anymore. Ah!
I got a lot of extra aggression.
Hey, Kevin.
What?
Honestly, after those Louis shows, do you got, like, hot chicks coming up to you?
We got a lot of people coming up to us, but a lot of big fat ladies. I'm not gonna lie, Florida they're not working out a lot in Florida.
You're in Tampa too. It's not really.
There were some hotties, but they don't hang around and talk to you. It's the ones that aren't hot. They always want to talk to you. Dudes with bad breath and whatever. There might be listening. I can't be too mean. No.
No.
It's like there were some hot girls there, but they don't stand around. Like Tony Woods is out there, so I would just hang out with him. I'm not gonna sit by myself in a green room and look like a Ted Bundy. So I'm out there talking, and then people will come up to and talk to us. Mostly dudes, some women, you know. But whatever. Not one hot woman that I can remember came up to us.
Like you married? You're like not in Florida. I'm not.
I'm married in New Jersey.
That's right.
The Commonwealth of New Jersey.
My wife died. I hit by a jet ski last week.
I just found out my wife was murdered today. And I'm really feeling.
She's on the jury for El Chapo.
I'm feeling really down. I could really use a hand job. Behind the dumpster.
Behind the dumpster. I was going to say that.
So, yeah, Chad. So, yeah, so there's not a lot of hotties, but I don't know if Louis ever drew a lot of hotties, you know.
Yeah, I heard he's real generous with the staff. He tips out everybody.
He did?
That's what I heard.
From who? Who are your sources?
I got sources in this business, my friend.
This guy's pants around his ankles. He's like, you want this $100?
Yes or no?
Come on. You call me, you just watch me jerk off. You stand on the walk-in in the freezer, you know. The waitress is like, oh,
no, I think he stopped doing that.
Yeah, well, he's...
Hey, Kevin, did you meet Mike Calta? He came to the show.
Yeah. No, he was at the show, but I didn't meet him. I went outside, but somehow I missed him. But I sent him a DM, if you know what I'm saying. Good laugh, Chad. It's like a real fag. You're gonna do okay out there, Chad, with that laugh. That was real funny, Sam Tripoli and Bill Burr and Joe Rogan and who else? Sebastian Maniscalco.
Right. Get some tinted moisturizer, too.
I think I had a dream. I think I had a dream Sebastian Maniscalco was in my dream. Not sexual.
Yeah? Like, what's he doing?
I think he was doing his act.
Really?
Yeah, but like him, like, or something, he was in my face or somebody, something.
I was listening.
Big horse teeth.
I was listening to June Sam this morning, and
Karen. You're the guy.
Karen Fegan, what's her name?
Yeah, that whore.
Yeah, she's on the
you
show.
You can't even get her on the show anymore.
She's too big for us.
She's too big.
Yeah, she's too big.
She's over there working for free. I'll give her $20.
Exactly.
Well, she's a whore, and so she uses the chip thing and the Jim and Sam thing to build up her Instagram, because she takes money on the side.
Yeah, I know she sells her panties and stuff.
She'll sell her. She'll sell pictures of herself. She told me.
She told the audience.
She gave me half price.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have the Groupon? She's like, I need the F9 in the
print. We got to wrap it up.
All right. Chad, hey, best of luck out there.
Chad, so beat up Neil and rape some bitches.
That's right.
Hey, I got a quick question before you go. You hang up. Eric.
Yeah.
You think, how come you guys didn't have Kevin Brennan on Opie and Anthony back in the day?
Weren't you on, or were you
all? I never tried. It was really my fault. I'm banned again. I'm banned from them again.
Why?
I can't tell you on the air, but I am banned. I haven't been on in like a year.
Mm.
I'm definitely banned, but I know why. I never tried to get on, and I wasn't friends with those guys. You think I was hanging around Voss and fucking Norton and Patrice, those fucking losers? Those radio guys? I was a TV guy, Chad. You gave all my credits. MTV, A&E, Saturday Night Live. I was a good-looking guy.
Up all night.
Up all night. And now that I'm struggling with my looks, I got to do radio.
Hit the wall.
And hybrids like this, radio television. With a backdrop of fire.
It's like the island of Dr. Moreau.
And I'm loving it because I can say bad words.
Except for
this is my true calling. I'm the nastiest motherfucker around. I work for nasty motherfuckers, Anthony Cumia and Louis C.K. How much edgier can I be? My wife's saying, "What are you gonna do for Valentine's?" I go, "You're gonna suck my dick, bitch."
Right. Hitler's gonna open a comedy club. This next guy, you're going to love him. He's got lots of jokes, and he's a very looking guy for his age. Bring him up now. Sieg Heil!
That would be a funny club, Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil, right? I take half off our low and brow until 9 o'clock.
All right, Chad,
how many
thanks.
Shoes can you fit in?
Chad's going to be here. Godfrey's a fucking strong comic. Ontario Improv in the Eastern. What do they call the Eastern?
Riverside area.
Yeah, but they call it like an Eastern. You got to take I-10 all the way. Take I-10 east from downtown and you'll eventually get there.
Not a good
probably take you 5 hours with traffic.
A good crystal meth out there.
That's where the airport is. The John Wayne, not the Jane John Wayne. They have an Ontario airport out there. They got their own fucking airport, Ontario.
Far east. It's way out in the desert.
Oh, it's far east. It's like fucking there's Japanese people there.
Speaking of desert, now I want a cannoli.
All right. Anyway, I don't have time. I don't even get them.
Dessert.
Oh. That's something to do with Valentine's Day. All right, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. God bless. Thanks
to
the Compound Media crew.
Thank you.
Thanks to E-Rock for saving our show today.
Right.
Barry Ribs, please tweet.
Oh, wait, before we go. Brian P. McCarthy, I'm now selling pillows and coffee cups.
Pillows?
Yeah.
Pillows.
Pillows, like a pillow you put your head on. The pillow, though, I'm calling them blowjob, but they're called blowjob cushions. And you kneel on it, and it says, put this under your knees so you don't hurt yourself.
That's genius.
All right.
A bit wordy.
That's kind of it's horrible. Bye, everybody. Get something like that. I fucked that up.
I got blisters on my finger.